We have to ask more questions and be open-minded. So it doesn't matter if, you know, if you gave me advice on Sarah, I would listen to it. It doesn't matter who it is. Yeah. Like, it could be someone off the street. It could be an investor. Yeah. It could be anybody.
I'm Alex Blumberg, host of the podcast Startup, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
Every startup and tech company is after one main thing: creating a company culture. I'd like to introduce you to Poppin. Poppin is more than just a popular furniture company. They are a culture creator. Poppin is so proactive about embracing our community culture, bringing everyone together at their incredible Silicon Beach mixers. Definitely go to poppin.com. Mention We Are LA Tech to get on the invite list. Poppin's main mission is to create an atmosphere where we together can work happy. Poppin.com, P-O-P-P-I-N.com. Welcome back to the We Are LA Tech podcast. We are back at the Santa Monica studio at the fabulous Beach House Co-work, and I am so excited to have an LA startup company that is true to something that I'm really passionate about in the startup world, which is health. Hello, Steven.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Told you I'd be excitable. So go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us all about Sarah.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Sarah, you guys, is a company.
Sarah is a company. So my name's Steven Cohen. As someone who's been through physical therapy multiple times, we found that there's just this gap for both the physical therapist and the patient for when the patient's outside of the office, which is 99% of their entire recovery.
Right.
Right. They get these paper handouts or sometimes just even told what to do at home.
Right.
And then left to their own devices, yeah, which generally includes Google and not doing it.
Yeah.
So we've created Sarah to help give providers an easy way to give their home program. So, hey, do these standing leg raises and do these sit-ups and whatever else they need to get better. Right. And be able to track that, how yeah those exercises feel, and then the physical therapist can look at it and say, oh, I see that this actually caused a lot of pain. Let's actually scratch that until you come back and visit me. And so what we think this will do is increase patient compliance, resulting in better recoveries, quicker recoveries, and again, this is a very personal piece, but we're looking to decrease opioid usage for surgery and chronic pain sufferers.
I love that.
So
I don't have personal experience, but I just think in general, I've watched a lot of documentaries on how people get addicted to drugs in the quote unquote healing process. And then they curate a whole other problem in their life.
Oh, it's huge. And as I said, it's personal for me because when I was in high school, I blew out my knee. I don't think there was a whole lot left when I was done, but no one told me that, hey, Vicodin's really addictive. The come down is going to be really, really tough. Hey, you should be doing these exercises so that way you can decrease the amount of pain you're experiencing.
Right.
And so, you know, and they were right. The come down off that, you know, being on Vicodin for 2.5 straight months, it was really rough. And luckily I was young and able to come back from it pretty easily.
Yeah.
But I can only imagine what it's like if I had to do that now and didn't have that education and didn't have the tools that I think people really need to be successful.
Or didn't have, I'm sure you had a great support group. I could only imagine why I've gone through hard times in my life. It's not just about my own willpower. It's having the right people around me to support me in that process and having a stable life. And it's so many more. It's really difficult to come out of a dark time, drugs or no drugs.
Yeah.
And so I could imagine having this chemically induced influence is that much harder. Yeah.
Yeah. And you're hitting on a really big issue. And that's when people are very first injured. Like it's depressing. It makes so much sense, right? You go from being able to walk, talk and move.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you're holed up on the couch for weeks. And my heart really goes out to those people and I can. Yeah. That's what we're trying to help.
We were talking about when we were off the air, we were talking about how last year I wasn't able to walk. So I know exactly what it feels like to go from just being able to do whatever to seriously needing a lot of help. So go ahead and formally tell everybody who you are and a bit about your background and your involvement in Sarah.
So my name's Steven Cohen. I'm originally from the Midwest. So I actually moved out here to go to business school. My first time to LA was for my interview at UCLA.
Nice.
So I've definitely come to love this weather, yeah. especially when I get Snapchats from my family. It's like, hey, it's 6 degrees and snowing. I'm like, yeah, I'm celebrating Christmas on the beach. So yeah. it's, you know, not exactly the same anymore. But during the going to UCLA, met two other co-founders in a class. So this actually came out of a class at UCLA where they bring in MBA students and engineers and hope something
That's really
organic
cool.
happens.
Wait, when did this start happening?
They've had this class called, it's called MedTech Innovation. They've had it for about 5 or 6 years.
Wow.
But apparently just, you know, a lot of the projects have been a little too technical. They've been like medical devices
and such. Yeah.
And we found Valid Malik, who's our CTO, who just graduated with his master's in computer science from UCLA. And then Ryan Ferguson, who's our COO, who's an MBA student with me. And we kind of just, we meshed really well. Yeah. And we all agreed like, hey, this makes sense to go after. And a year later, here we are.
So cool. Okay. I have so many questions. First of all, why Sarah, the name Sarah?
So we wanted something personal.
Right.
So we really tried to go for a name.
Yeah.
And we see it as an assistant for you. So it actually originally the name was Surgery and Recovery Assistant, Sarah.
Right.
But we've since changed a little bit to be able to just simplify it. And it's just Sarah.
I really like that. Surgery and Recovery Assistant. I mean, I like Sarah standing for that. That's really cool.
Yeah.
And Sarah does sound like a lovely person I'd be friends with who I can ask for help and guidance. And I get it because there's all these like virtual reality, personal assistant, virtual assistant companies, and they pick a name. I can't think of what the names are now, but I get that whole psychological thinking. And so what were the first steps? Did you guys start building your plan in school, or what has been the journey of Sarah? And can you share a little bit about the inspiration that your two co-founders have had as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, the journey, again, we all met so January of last year when this class started. And we initially were thinking of, okay, we're all pretty data-minded people. So how can we turn really what is still a very healthcare industry, it's an unfortunate characteristic, but data dumps. Like, okay, here's a nice line graph. You know, will you be able to take what you will from it?
Yeah.
And what we're really looking to do is have Sarah push insights to people.
Yeah.
And so that started to be how we got the wheels rolling. And none of us having a healthcare background, we thought, okay, well, going to Cedars-Sinai or UCLA Health is probably going to be pretty difficult. So, you know, where can we play that we kind of know?
Yeah.
And also we can be effective in physical therapy.
Interesting. It's an in-between.
Yeah.
And so walk me through, I don't even want to say that because I believe in manifestation.
How about this? I can say it from when I was injured and what would happen today.
Yeah. I am healthy and I am great. And thank you, universe. I'm grateful. I want to continue to be this way. Let's take your example.
and just a caveat, we're still building, finishing up Sarah right now. And we have a pilot scheduled. But of course, if anyone visits and wants to use it for their own uses, we can absolutely accommodate that.
I have a pro tip for you.
Yes.
Betalist. Do you know it?
Yes.
Okay. So Betalist only takes companies that aren't live yet.
Okay.
So for publicity, and you guys, anybody could do this, upload your pre-live startup when it's still in a closed beta to Betalist, and it's amazing PR. When I uploaded my last company to Betalist, I had 700 signups before we were live. It was awesome.
Wow.
And then Betalist also created a website. So take out your phone again to write down this note called, I believe it's called submit.co, submit.co. And the founder of Betalist created it. So you can, he's a really, really nice person. And so he totally believes in helping people thrive. So he created this list of every single site like Betalist so you could upload your startup and get early traction.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's super cool. So submit.co and Betalist for sure. If you're not live yet.
Yeah.
And I think on submit.co, even if you are live, there's some sites. Like I think Product Hunt would be one of them or something. Yeah.
Yeah. And we're trying to keep our, we're trying to keep a little bit of a, you know, close eye on it to make sure it works out.
So, okay, we were talking about we started talking about it because you're about to give me an example of how Sarah works, but you wanted to remind everybody that it's not live yet and they can totally test it out, but they'd have to contact you to be able to do so. So why don't you give this example of how it works and then tell everybody how they can contact you so they can test it out.
Absolutely. So, and for those who have undergone physical therapy or are today, I'm sure this will ring very true. But yesterday, without Sarah, when I went into the physical therapist, go have the work done. I get a couple pieces of paper for exercises to do. And if those pieces of paper are lucky to last a day, that was good.
Yeah.
And I remember, 24 hours later when I didn't have them, like, okay, what was I supposed to do? I don't know. Well, instead of that, today I can just open up my phone, see Sarah, I see the exercises, sets and reps I'm supposed to do, and then I can record how many I actually did.
Right.
As well as the pain level and effort level per exercise. Now, once I submit that, my physical therapist can also see that information. And so let's say that on one of my exercises, it just hurt like hell. So I did one set, one rep, pain of 10, effort of 10.
Right.
Well, now my physical therapist could see that in his or her dashboard and be like, okay, we're going to pull this and don't do this exercise again, just remotely until we see each other again.
What was the inspiration? First of all, how can people contact you?
Yeah. So Stephen at srahealth.com. So that's my email address. Or you can just, call me 913-609-4710. We're trying to make this work and make it as effective for people as possible. So for anyone who's having this trouble and this speaks to them, just contact me. I've been in your shoes before and would love to help.
And we'll include Stephen's information in the show notes as well. So what was the inspiration for your co-founders? Why are they driven day to day to make this happen?
Yeah, I think having personal experience, whether with them or with family members who have gone through physical therapy and seen that recovery process take place. So I think that's one piece. And then we all subscribe to this whole idea of exercise and movement as medicine. And so we have this broader, I guess, grander vision that there's somewhere in between for when people are hurt, but not hurt bad enough to go see like a doctor, physical therapist. And we'd really like to be able to have programs for them too, or figure out how to get that middle ground as well. I'm constantly listening to we probably all are listening to podcasts about how to move better, how to lift better, how to be safer, how to get more in touch with like that natural side of you.
Totally.
And so, we're just all passionate about that. All pretty, data nerds who like to represent it differently. And,
what's your favorite health podcast?
So this is going to go into a little bit of my obsession with Olympic lifting.
I love it.
Greg Everett and Ursula Garza do a weightlifting podcast that just them going back at each other is hilarious, but also there's a lot of really good information that's super applicable. And I think that also drives a little bit of how we're thinking is broad generalizations of, get healthier. Like, how's that going to help you? Or, hey, do your stretch better. How's that going to help you?
No,
do this because you're going to get increased range of motion, which is going to allow you to run a week earlier, right? That's actionable.
That's really cool. Yeah.
And that's the stuff that we want to be able to bring out.
That's really cool. And you guys are based at UCLA.
Yes.
So tell us about where you're working out of.
Yeah. So two of us, including myself, are our current MBA students at UCLA Anderson. And then our CTO, Valid, he just recently graduated from UCLA with his master's in computer science, but we still work out of the Anderson Accelerator because they've given us space and it's really, really nice.
Yeah. Okay, I'm probably going to get in trouble for saying this, and I'm sorry to everybody if you want to like punch me in the face, but congrats to you. Kudos to you for actually moving forward with your MBA program and building a company instead of talking about it.
Well,
I am sorry to all you MBA students, but it's a thing where it's a lot of talk about company building, but not a lot of action.
And I honestly don't think all that credit goes to just us. The UCLA Anderson program, their business creation option, gives us a lot more free time to be able to pursue this than I think we would in other programs. So instead of this having to be a true side project, it actually is, I think somewhere near between like 70% of my credit hours gets to actually be devoted to this.
Interesting.
And we have three other MBA students. So Cameron, Ellis, and Moira, who are been absolutely in like just huge pieces of moving this forward.
Wait, oh my gosh, this is so cool. So your program creates a whole infrastructure for you to succeed.
Yes.
So you get to be real co-founders building a real business and have real access to talent assistance as well as mentorship assistance in building this company.
It's I can't honestly be thankful enough.
This is really awesome.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
What the faculty at Anderson and specifically Jeff Scheinrock, what they've built is like, it's truly an incubation program that if you want to take advantage of it and make it happen, it's on you. They're not going to hold you back.
And what is the program called again? The exact name of your program?
It is Business Creation Option. Basically, there's, and I feel
and
like
if we Google that, we could find it.
I think so. If you did, yeah, you saw Anderson BCO or Business Creation Option, I think you'd be able to. Yeah.
Cool. So our teammate Carl will make sure to include that in the show notes. I wish every MBA program, even if someone doesn't want to pursue building a company overall, it's really important to understand, in my little opinion, it's important to understand what goes into running a business really, instead of just reading it out of a book.
Yeah, and that's the greatest part of the program is, you know, three of our teammates aren't interested in taking it forward. You know, they have great opportunities after business school already, and they just really wanted to see, you know, what it was like and get a taste of it.
Yeah.
And so, and for us, it's
hugely helpful.
Your
talent help.
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
That is so, I'm really excited for you. Okay, wait. I'm so geeked. Like, every time I hear about just an actions and in motion, it's just really exciting. Okay. So, sorry, everybody. I'm a little carried away. So, where are you in the company? It was founded in the past year.
Yep.
And then where is the stage now? Who is coding it? Where are you with it?
Yeah. So we've kept pretty much everything in, you know, within the co-founders. So Valide has been absolutely fantastic at coding, which I guess is a master's in computer science.
Yeah.
It's not a surprise, yeah. Right? But yeah, so he's been developing it. We've kept everything really in-house. So we can be able to give the true product that we want to give. We are currently looking for anyone interested in helping us for web development and Python specifically. You know, anyone that would be interested, please feel free to reach out, as well as anyone with a user experience or, you know, user, you know, just UX, UI type of role.
Go ahead and share how to connect with you again.
Yeah. And that's, again, that's at Steven, Steven. At srahealth.com.
And are you guys on social yet?
We're working on it. So we have someone starting on Wednesday.
Congrats.
To be able to help.
Where'd you find them, if you don't mind me asking?
So UCLA undergrad. His name's Dennis. We're really excited to have him on. A couple of the other the accelerator companies that are in there have just awesome things to say about the UCLA undergrad. So we're really excited. And I think it's, I'm trying to think, other traction. Oh,
man, I love the ecosystem you have going on at UCLA. I had no idea.
Yeah, it's impressive. And, you know, being in that accelerator, we learn about all sorts of different competitions. So we recently were invited to, or we reached the top 32 for Student Startup Madness, which if we make the top 8, which I think we hear about next week, we get to go pitch at South by Southwest.
What?
Which would be super cool, right?
No way. Congratulations. Will you keep us posted?
Oh, yeah.
We'll totally share it on the We Are LA Tech socials. Like, that would be so exciting.
Hopefully my heart would stop beating fast enough and I'd be able to go present. But I've also recently been invited to regionals for a different Tiger launch. So we get to go to Seattle here in a month and pitch for that. That's what we're doing.
And if I remember correctly, because I know there's so many of you that reach out to me and to the team every single day, you're a really active member of the LA Tech community too, just as a person. Like, you like to be involved, you like to be supportive. I feel like I remember chains of you saying, how can I support you guys, or how can I be more involved, or stuff like that. And I love that when people are a strong community goer.
I think it's huge. In my startup I had in undergrad, I definitely put myself on an island and didn't think that anyone could help me. And I don't know whether it's being young or just dumb or some combination of both, but I'm looking to take the absolute opposite path on this startup to be able to help make it more successful. So whether it's reaching out to a couple of the local health tech CEOs who've been so just open with their time. I mean, just truly impressive.
Right.
And, you know, building the network out within this community, because ultimately, you know, Sarah is, you know, what's very top of mind right now.
Yeah.
And for the next foreseeable future, it will be. But let's face it, whatever we're doing right now, we're probably going to be doing something different in 10 years.
Yeah.
And it'll be more about the community that you've built around you and those that have helped you, which will shape, you know, that next decade.
Okay. the question all the investors ask, why are you and your team the team to make Sarah the big hit that it needs to be?
To answer that, maybe this is not the right answer, you know, if you look in all the books, but it's because we don't believe we know everything. You know, we are actively out and learning every day and out hustling everyone because we think we're always a step like behind. So we got to catch up. We have to move faster. We have to execute better. We have to learn more. We have to ask more questions and be open-minded. So it doesn't matter if, you know, if you gave me advice on Sarah, I would listen to it. It doesn't matter who it is.
Yeah.
Like, it could be someone off the street. It could be an investor.
Yeah.
It could be anybody.
Yeah.
And it could be a patient. And that's actually most important, right?
Their advice. Yeah.
But I think it's the fact that, yes, we do have a bit of a pedigree with, you know, the education and all that, but that doesn't really mean anything to us. It's more about, like, we want to listen. We want to be the best we can. And we're willing to take advice.
Do you know one? I really look up to a company called Thenx. Have you heard of Thenx?
Mm-mm.
And what I really like, it's how to do calisthenics. And I'm really into learning calisthenics. And they create a ton of YouTube videos that are free and that lead to their calisthenics app. And potentially, if you guys created a bunch of these like short little YouTube series on tips on wellness, maybe, I don't know.
I like the idea. I think that
I know
definitely
it's a lot of work.
Yeah. It is a lot of work.
One, two,
right?
Three things.
It's time and money.
But it's a health company leading to an app and fellow health company.
Yeah, I think, you know, where we're trying to pursue that a little bit is to actually tap into some of the really impressive knowledge that's already out there. So locally, the Prehab guys are a group of, I think, three physical therapists that have a lot of video content out there.
Oh, cool.
It's really cool. And so it'd be more partnering with the people that, again, the experts. And I think back to your question about why our team is going to succeed is that we don't feel the need to have our brand or like, I don't need Steven to be in the front page, right?
Yeah.
Hey, if we're in the very back page with like one tiny mention, but we still are having people that are happy and using our product, I'm good with that.
Your ego is checked. It's cool. I love it.
Okay. Life does that.
What I'm loving getting to know about you and Sarah. This is awesome. Okay, so why build Sarah here in LA and not San Francisco? I imagine because you're at UCLA.
That is a big part of it. But honestly, after having already witnessed some of the talent that just comes out of UCLA, with USC having one of the best physical therapy schools in the entire world, and the friendliness of Silicon Beach that I've already felt. And I think, you know, from talking to some of these other founders too, there's not the as intense focus on the 0 to 100 million, right? It's more of a build a sustainable business. That's actually a good thing. You don't need to be Facebook in 2 years.
Right.
So I really appreciate it, especially coming from the Midwest. Like, that's more of my style. Is I'd much rather have a profitable company sooner than having, you know, the super, super huge, you know, hockey stick. Obviously, I'd like both if I can. But I just think there's a little bit closer to reality.
Totally. And you didn't grow up in LA. You grew up in
Kansas City is probably like where I spent the most time.
And you moved to LA for UCLA?
Mm-hmm.
And why UCLA?
So it's funny that, you know, we've been talking about community too, because it was really the community of Anderson that was huge. Every other business school I was talking to, it felt like a chore to get on their calendar. Whereas with Anderson, it got to the point where I had to tell people to stop referring me. It's like, I'm good. I've got it. I don't need to talk to anybody else.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, that's pretty representative of what I found here overall in LA, which has, you know, been, again, I can't be thankful enough for it.
And what LA tech talent or company have you come across lately who have really impressed you?
I think it's got to be Cloudbreak.
I don't know them. Tell me.
Yeah. So they own all of the video chats within hospitals, like within
And they're LA based?
Yeah. Then again, this goes back to people being willing to spend time with you. So their CEO, Jamie, I linked in him almost out of the blue.
Yeah.
And within, I think, 1, maybe 2 weeks, we were sitting in his office talking. And, you know, for him, he was just about to go up to this startup health festival,
right?
He's like big dog.
Yeah.
And the fact that he was willing to take the time to speak with me just because I asked politely.
Yeah.
That was huge.
So cool.
But yeah, that's
so cool. I love it. And what event in tech do you think, and here in LA, do you think is a must attend?
That's tough. I'm actually really excited for the Fitness Expo. I know that's not like...
No! Oh my gosh! No, Chris! Wait, the one that just passed.
Oh, no, I think there's another one.
There's another one?
Coming up, but... Well,
Chris Herrera from Then X was at the Fitness Expo, but I was out of town. I was like, oh!
I want to say there's one more, and that's just... I think that's just more like personally.
No, it makes sense. Actually, my favorite CMO, he said, I don't understand why marketers go to marketing conferences instead of going to where their audience is.
That's a good
point. Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. And I think, you know, just as a company, we have, and this is I guess, an ideal is that we actually want to be the healthiest healthcare company.
Yeah.
And we think one of the ways we do that, and I think it'll actually spur our business forward, but one of the ways we do that is we understand what's going on in the fitness world. We understand what's going on in preventative medicine and not just the reactive, like, okay, now you're hurt,
right?
Which is, again, what we're addressing is absolutely huge. And of course, we're very dialed in there. But I think we also need to be looking at how do you prevent that? You know, how do you put yourself in a place where your body is sound and much less likely to be dinged up?
Totally.
And so, yeah, that's why like the fitness and those types of things, like I'm pretty hyped on that too.
Love it. And if you had one ask of the community, something that they could do to support you guys and your success for Sarah, what would that ask be?
Oh, that this is probably something I should have thought about. I'm still not very good at the asking part.
It means you're a giver. It's fine. Takes one to know one.
I think if there's, you know, there's, especially on the technical side, you know, if there's talent out there that, you know, is interested in whether it's just giving advice, you know, helping us with finding the next hire, I think that would be the ask is that anyone that's interested or, you know, of course, being a fledgling company, if there are, you know, any angels out there who this speaks to and would want to follow up with me at Stephen@srahealth.com, you know, we would greatly appreciate that. We are, you know, trying to build the business as much as possible. And that's really where we're focused right now. So not out actively fundraising, but should the right opportunity present itself, I mean, obviously, it's something we would at a minimum consider.
Awesome.
I guess the last thing would be if there are any... Okay. You know, we're actively applying and looking for an accelerator to host us after the two... So two of us graduate in June, and of course, Valise already graduated. So we're really hyped on a couple accelerators in town. So, for instance, the TechStars, Cedars, Sinai.
I was just thinking accelerator, that one, yeah.
We've connected with that team a little bit, but I think, you know, that's where we could be really successful and a really good launch pad for us. But other than that, I think if there's anybody out there that I can help, honestly, like, please reach out and I'd be more than happy to pay it forward. You know, I haven't proven as much as I'm sure whoever's on here next after me has, or, you know, people that are probably, you know, but if there's anything I could ever provide, whether it's a conversation, you want a phone call, meet in person, whether, you know, you're interested in MBA, whether what it's like to, you know, start a startup in school, whatever you think I could be able to provide insight on, be more than happy to take the time.
I love that. I love a person who is a heart-driven leader. One last question is, what are any blocks that you're experiencing, if any, in getting into the TechStars Health Accelerator?
In terms of blocks, you know, I wouldn't say there's necessarily blocks, but if there's anyone on the podcast that works for anyone that's been through that program and wouldn't mind taking, you know, 15 minutes of their time to talk to me about their experience, I greatly appreciate that. And again, it's Stephen@srahealth.com.
I love it. It has been amazing to have you and Sarah on the show. I look forward to one day celebrating your co-founders as well. I can't wait to support you guys online on the We Are LA Tech socials. If you guys want to say hello on the We Are LA Tech socials, go to We Are LA Tech on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. I will talk to you guys, hear you guys, see you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Thank you.
Every startup and tech company is after one main thing, creating a company culture, I'd like to introduce you to Poppin. They think about culture for a tech company from their design to the functionality of all their furniture. It's gorgeous colors. They have conference room tables that turn into ping pong tables. They have normal coffee tables that turn into cornhole tables. They have functional lounge chairs where you could work and relax all at the same time. Stand up desks, sit down desks, anything that you could think of. Poppin is proactive about embracing our community culture, bringing everyone together at their incredible Silicon Beach mixers. Definitely go to poppin.com. Mention We Are LA Tech to get on the invite list. Poppin's main mission is to create an atmosphere where we together can work happy. Poppin.com. P-O-P-P-I-N.com.